Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction.
The most strategic thing to know in any season is what God is doing in that season. It is not enough to have the consciousness that you are coming into a new season. It is not enough to even know that this is the Last Day Church. It is not enough to even know that we are in the era of revival. It is important we know what God is doing in era of revival.
He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
We have a very, very interesting conversation this morning, unconventional conversation. Unconventional conversation. Still about the subject of the gospel. You guys thought I was going there. No, I'm not going there. It's the gospel. I surprised you. When you expect I'll go there, I'll go here. I surprised you. So it's the gospel. Amen. Tell your neighbor we are discussing the gospel. And what I'm going to be, the direction I'm taking you to will be without filter. I'm not going to filter. There's not going to be any mask. It's going to be like that because that is exactly the same way we need it as a people. Is that okay? So get set for a very interesting conversation. So we've laid the foundation that the Hebrew word for the word gospel is in two words are used for it interchangeably. And the first word is euangelizo, which means to proclaim good news or to announce good news, to make people become aware of good news. And the second word is euangelion, which means good news. All right? Interchangeably, it also means good message. And we've been able to draw our anchor scripture from 1 Corinthians 15, from verse 1 to 4. 1 Corinthians 15, from verse 1 to 4. 1 Corinthians 15, from verse 1 to 4. All right. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel I preached unto you, all right, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which also I have received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to scriptures, and that he was buried and he rose again on the third day, according to what? The scriptures. Alright, so that's our gospel, that our Jesus did not just die, he rose again on the third day. Alright, and it is important also that we understand that the significance. Alright, he died for our sins, he rose for our justification. In his death, the price has been paid. In his rising, alright, from the grave, we also have been justified. Alright, to be justified means to be declared, alright, free. Justification is the state of clearance from guilt, from sin and guilt. Alright, and having absolute right standing before God. When you are cleared, you are cleared. You did something wrong. The sin, the effect of the sin of Adam was transgenerational. The effect of the sin of Adam was transgenerational. Amen? So, the effect of the sacrifice of Christ is also transgenerational. For as many who are in Christ. Look at what the Bible says, Romans chapter number 8, verse 1. Romans chapter number 8, verse 1. Romans 8, 1. Very popular scripture, but I want us to see it and read together. Alright, there is now therefore no what? Condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Alright, meaning that nobody dares bring any charge, any condemnation to you. We are not saying that you've not been bad before. We are not saying that you've not made mistakes before. We are not saying that you've not done certain things that are powerful enough to have crippled your destiny before. But we are saying that the moment you are in Christ, there is no condemnation for you. There is no condemnation for you. There is no condemnation. See, those who are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Are you seeing that now? Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians 5. Let's start the reading from verse 15. 2 Corinthians 5. Let's start from verse 15. All right, quickly. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 15. And that he died for all, that they which live should not live henceforth unto themselves. So Christ died for all. That we that are alive, that are living now, the life we have, will no longer live for ourselves, but unto him which died for us and rose again. Are you seeing that now? So we now have a new life. Alright? And that life is not about ourselves. And that's similar to where we are going today. Our thinking, our construct is not just ourselves. The moment there is temptation to go back to the world and begin to do certain things, we begin to consider that there are more destinies attached to me than I can even realize. How can I live on to myself again? Look at it. Galatians chapter number 2. Let's start reading from verse 18. Galatians chapter number 2. Let's start from verse 18 quickly. Galatians 2 verse 18. For I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself it. For if I build again things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. Yes. Verse 19, please. For I through the law am dead to the law that I made, I might live unto God. Look at verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So there is a new life that I live. So you talk about somebody who's given his life to Christ, and the fellow still have urge. The urge to do the former things that the fellow used to do. Yes, the urge might still be there. All right, the urge is there because of the old man. The urge is there because of the old man. All right, what I mean is that an appetite has been created in your soul. An appetite has been created. Sometimes somebody's flesh has been accustomed to certain appetite, to certain taste. Are you following what I'm saying now? And at the point of salvation, what happens is that your spirit is renewed. But the soulish things are still there. They are still there. But there is a remedy for what the Bible says we should do with them. I'm going to show you three scriptures. The first one, all right? Is it John 17:17 now? I'm sorry. Yeah, John 17:17. I'm correct. Yes, John 17:17. Can you give me this in Amplified Translation? John 17:17 says, sanctify them, purify, consecrate, and separate them for yourself. Make them holy by the truth. Your word is truth. Make them holy by your truth. So the word of God now has the cleansing ability to begin to wash us from inside out. As we come to church, we are not wasting time. There is a word that is coming that is making us better and making us more alive to God. It's making us better. It is renewing us. John 15:3. The word is renewing us. It's purging us. It's purging us. All right? The word is... Now look at it. It says, you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. You are clean through the word. The word has the ability to clean us, to cleanse us. Are you following what I'm saying there? The word has that. It's a cleansing agent. The word has that ability to cleanse us, to wash us from inside out. Are you seeing that now? Romans chapter number 12. Romans 12. We would have gone to verse 2, but let's start for the sake of understanding from verse 1. Romans 12 from verse 1. Quickly. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. All right? Which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind. So the word is actually now working on that. It's renewing your consciousness. The word is now teaching you that, listen, you can be in relationship and not peace. Are you following what I'm saying here? Sometimes you see two people in a relationship and one is saying he's kissing a sin. The other one is saying, well, there is no Bible verse that categorically says that kissing is a sin. Oh yeah, no, he's coming with something. He will now deny not to see the Bible. We say there's no Bible verse that categorically, we're doing the hand like this, that categorically say that kissing is a sin and all that. You see, but when the word of God begins to purge you, you get what I'm saying now? That mouth, you will preach the gospel with it. Oh yes. Tell the neighbor, preach the gospel with that mouth. Oh yes. Oh yes. Yes. So you look at the person, you don't see, it's not like you don't love the person, but you have now learned to love correctly through the word. Yes. Sometimes relationships are going through, and by the way, my next topic from here is about this. Oh, yes. Are you ready for me this year? Uh-huh. Yes. So sometimes the relationship are going through all what is going through because somebody has not learned how to love. It is possible not to know how to love. This, I love you, is not that simple. You may not know how to love a person. You may feel the best way to love this person is to touch her. But that is not the way to love the person. And meanwhile, that the fellow cannot resist you does not mean the fellow is accepting love. The fellow may be feeling used and cannot resist you. But as the word begins to renew, are you following what I'm saying now? The word begins to purge you. Create new appetite. It creates new appetite. The word creates new appetite. So when we come to church, we are not wasting time. When we come to church, you notice that, listen, I'm going to teach you a very important principle. You notice that every time you're on your own, there are thoughts of immorality and thought of that coming. That is an indicator that you are always on your own. You should not be on your own. Be around the world. Be playing a message. Even, how many of you have noticed that when you play messages and you sleep off, you may not hear what you are, anything when you wake up, but your spirit is fired. Have you noticed that? Because your spirit can hear without your ears. Oh yes. So surround yourself with boosters. If the Bible says in Leviticus 6 from verse 11 that the fire should not depart on the altar, it says the priest should add wood. Add wood. Add wood. Add wood. Add wood. What is that? Anything that keeps you burning. Get some messages. Press play. And keep it around you. And let it be playing. Something is happening. You are walking. It is playing. Are you following what I'm saying now? A lot is happening in your spirit. A lot is helping you. God, see, listen, nobody can run this race on their own. You cannot run this race on your own. You need help. I need help. We all need each other. Are you following what I'm saying now? We all need each other. I need to hear certain messages the same way you need to hear mine and other messages. So we all need each other. So we plug it in and then something is happening. The Holy Ghost is walking with the Word. He's walking with the Word. Something is going on in our lives. James chapter number 1. James chapter number 1. Let's start the reading from verse. Should I start from verse 20 now? James chapter number 1 from verse 20. Alright, for the work of man worketh not the righteousness of God. 21 now. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted Word, which is able to save your souls. Are you seeing that now? Your soul is your mind. That's the seat of your will, your emotions. That's your soul. So after you have experienced new birth, there is still a need for the saving of that soul. There is still a need for that. There is still a need for the Word that will now begin to reconstruct, begin to renew, begin to tell you, you can't die young, begin to tell you, you don't have to fail, begin to tell you that you don't have to do this, begins to show you the way of Christ. The primary activity of the Holy Ghost is to make us become like Christ. And one of the ways he does that is through the Word. He engineers us through the Word. So the gospel is not finished because somebody has said Jesus is his Lord and Savior. That's not the end of the gospel. You have just entered now. Then it is still the Word of God that will now bring you to maturity. Are you following what I'm saying here? It is still the Word of God that will now bring you to what? Maturity. That same Word will mature you. That same Word will grow you. That same Word will purge you. That same Word will help you. That's the Word that will equip you. Look at what the Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter number 4. This is a very needed foundation for where I'm going. The book of Ephesians chapter number 4. Ephesians chapter number 4. Now look at it. Paul speaking here. I'm going to have to have read quite a long reading so we can all understand. And we must have that discipline. Never allow the Word of God bore you. Is that okay? Never allow the reading of the Bible bore you. When you are reading books and they write some scriptures there, that's an opportunity for you to memorize them. Don't jump. Don't jump. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation, of the calling. That's the root word there. Alright? Wherein you have received. Wherewith you are called. Yes, verse 2 now. With all lowliness and meekness and long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. All these things you are seeing, you cannot do it without the Word of God. Walk in love, do this, do that, be humble, be patient. They are not character you develop from your mother's womb. The Word matures you there. The Word matures you there. Sometimes you greet somebody in church and you just have a conviction in your heart. You didn't do it well. And you just come back and say, oh, sis, the other time I was carried away. How are you doing? I just want to greet you again. That sister might be feeling, okay, you don't have to. But you have to. Because something is happening to you. You are growing. You are developing. Sometimes you are used to lying. Any question they ask you, you have a default answer. You lie. You see? Sometimes you are used to, if they even ask you your age, you just even you, when they ask you your name, you just say, my name is Jamil, you just lie. Sorry if you are Jamil. You just lie. You get what I'm saying? So every time you lie, you just come back and say, what I said the other time was not really accurate. Don't say it's not a lie. Don't see, because you have lied again. Just say, so this is the accurate stuff. Oh yes. Because as the Word begins to work in you, there will be changes. There should be changes. Why would you tell me that you have heard the gospel and there's no difference between the unsaved you and the saved you? That's the kind of gospel our generation wants to preach. where there's no change, there's no transformation, there's no maturity, there's no growth. Something happens to us as we grow. When we accept Jesus, we have entered the gate of the kingdom. But we don't stop there. We build. We mature. We mature. And even in families, when if you, for instance, now, if you both claim to be praying, you must be able to love each other better after prayer. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's not like your wife is trying to touch you. Say, man, de kabala diba. And can't share. Keep quiet. This is what I'm saying now. Now, you don't like what I'm talking about. Yeah. And it's time to cook. Say, rendimoni, salimanaka, ya. Endimonia, ya. No, no, there's time for everything. Even the Bible said that. True or not true? Oh, yes. We're not going to eat your tongues. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Don't just, yeah. There are Christians that can almost make you hate Christianity. When they go to work, when it's time for them to do their job. But they will now not do the job. You now be wondering what all these things. It should translate to something better now. Oh yes. I've stayed with people like that before. Yeah. You come to my house 1 a.m. Yeah, come then. Okay. The Bible did not tell us how Jesus prayed, but each time he prayed, and scripture says that the fashion of his countenance was altered, he went to the mountain. You are coming to estates where people are living. How will they accept this Jesus? Because where I'm really going is that the problem is not that the world is rejecting Jesus. The problem they have sometimes is our way of presenting Jesus. That's the problem. That's the problem. Our way of presenting Jesus. Oh, yes. You must be balanced. Be a babe. Shano. Be a Christian. Oh, yes. If the moment you accept Jesus, you start looking more ugly without this Jesus. Without this Jesus. Oh, yes. I said we should have that Jesus. I said we should doubt that Jesus. Oh yes. One time like that, one boy came to my, I don't know if the boy is here, I don't even know if he's good, I'm sorry if you are here. Came to commend me on my Instagram because he saw my wife, that my wife was not wearing earring. And we just got married. We're still going there, but we're not there yet. As you can see, we are there now. Wait. So he commended me and I fired him for commending me. I say everybody should mind their business. Because I was trying to make sure you don't fit me in a box and expect me to produce after your own way of thinking. She's my wife. We didn't go and, he even followed me to go and prostrate like that. Oh yes. Yeah. And this is what you, hey, wait. This is what you look like when you marry a pastor who knows what he's doing. You see, celebrate me. Wait. That's why I said I'm going to have to break some tables. When you ask many girls that, do you want to marry a pastor? They say no. Because they've not seen the ones who can combine spirituality and romance. Oh yes. Oh yes. Yes! I'm doing my work well. Oh yes. See now. I've not started. Yes. Yes. You know the same way people say in your name, we have cast out devils. And Jesus said, I don't know you, you walk out of iniquity. I have sons like that too. He said, I've listened to your messages on this and that and that. But you go to ask a girl out by threatening her and by saying all those things that I'm your husband. If you don't see it now, it means you have missed it. You are bizarre. Yeah. Yes. Hey! Oh yes. So sometimes the problem is not even ministry. Is our presentation. Pastor doesn't brush once he's fasting. What kind of thing is that? It's bizarre. Yeah. Doesn't brush. Some of you want to be like Samuel in the Bible. You are a Nazarite, but you. You eat bush meat and all those things. You touch dead things. Yeah. One of my boys just went to bat his head. Kodo like that. I I understand. Any dimension you bring, I understand. Oh yes, I understand. I can say, who did you want to follow? This your hair. But I'm not going to say, what did you do? No. That is what he wants. And that, by the grace of God, we are going to erect the second tent for Gen Z's. Oh yes. You don't clap. Yes, we're going to erect. Next week Sunday when you come, you're going to see it there. So we're going to go all around secondary schools. So when you come and you are seeing people looking strange, and you better mature. Leave them all. They are growing. And so you see that from next week. Rejoice and give God praise. Oh yes. Oh yes. So sometimes it's our problem. Have you seen people who come to evangelize to you, or they're evangelizing to somebody beside you, and you even know that if I'm the one you want to win the soul, you can't win my soul like this? They don't look the way you should look when you say, Jesus, I've saved you. They don't look like that. Yes. See, let me tell you something. Things are changing. You can't box anybody to a corner. You can't intimidate anybody. Are you following what I'm saying now? If you say this Jesus is good news, first look like the good news. Look like it. Talk like it. Behave like it. Act like it. Carry yourself like it. Make Jesus sweet to serve. Make him sweet. Hey, look at each time Jesus, look at the way Jesus started the conversation in John 4. Who's going to talk to that woman? He started from the basic thing, water. That's the subject. You've got to be intelligent enough to make anything a subject of conversation. From there you can build. There are people when you talk, all your talk is falling to the ground with them. You can't build. You can't converse. There's no intelligent pedestal to talk. It's still going to show in your presentation of the gospel. Listen, we've not accepted Jesus to throw away our brains. It still has impact. Still has impact. Can I tell you the truth? I love the fact that you are coming to church. I love the fact that you are in church. But this is not where it all ends. This is where it starts. Our real assignment is out there. Out there. Because we spend more of our time there. So we've got to have people who are out there. And let me say this to you so you can understand. If you look at the life and the ministry of Jesus, everyone is selected as his disciples were working class. Fisherman, tax collector, medical doctor. Why did he go into the society? Why didn't he go to the Pharisees? And what we are doing in our generation now is that we are becoming the Pharisees. And I'm going to say this, I'm not making it a law for anyone. At some point, I just found out that if I restrict myself just to the pulpit, I might only fulfill 20% of my destiny. Oh, yes. So I had to break. Sometimes it is the shell, the mold, where the foundation of our faith was laid. The things we've heard. And in each of the times I have to make those progressive decisions, I have to carry my people along. So they can follow the updated version of me. I'm not afraid to change. To let them know there is a new revelation. Many of the things we are suffering in the country today was because we were saved while at work. We left work to come to church and never went back to work. We left politics. We left economy. We left entertainment. Somebody was asking me, can a Christian make skin? Yes. Yes. You are even going to make our work faster that way. And this skit is not necessarily godly. Only when the people you are having there, they are not wearing earring, they are not doing that. You're just going to attract only your kind. You can hide Jesus. Listen, don't take what I'm saying out of context. You can hide Jesus in an interesting story. You can put the gospel in an interesting story. You have not necessarily said Jesus is coming soon, but when everybody watch it, are you aware the book of Esther in the Bible has no mention of God once? And yet it is in the Bible. And that's why I was telling the workers' meeting today that you can go and name your restaurant Jesus is Coming Food Services. And yet, the taste and the presentation does not point to Jesus. It's not until you send this to 10 people, Jesus loves you. If you don't do that, the devil has lost. Jesus is not a boy. Oh. Jesus is not all those things you are presenting. There is a fight between Jesus and the devil. Click like for Jesus. Jesus, the same Jesus Christ, is now dependent on Mark Zuckerberg app. Amen. See, we have a lot of work to do. But I feel that there is no generation who has been revived to this like this generation. So it's a good news. Now, listen. All the things you have learned in school, being a nurse, being a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, you studied English, studied French, or any part of the languages, religious studies, anything you study, sociology, and all the likes. Jesus is not inviting you to himself so he can waste them. He himself needs you and that knowledge out there. That's why I beg people on campuses that don't say you perceive a call on campus and you drop out. Don't try it. Don't try it. Don't leave. Stay there. Are you following what I'm saying here? Because your academics is very powerful. Your certificate will be what will open certain doors. It is even when you get in, you can. How many times did you see Daniel? Let me put this in the way you should hear it. There is a difference between announcing Jesus and influencing a culture. The strategy we need now is to become kingdom influencers. We need to, listen to me, we need to understand that we have not been saved from the world to leave the world. I'm going to show you in the Bible. The reason we're not killed the day we give our life to Christ is so we can influence the culture. We can bet Jesus in that atmosphere. It's not like the moment you have been saved, then somebody has been acting on big screen. Then that moment you say, I'm no longer going to act. I'm just going to go back to church and be a sanitation member. I'm not against that. But you have lost an entire power of influence. What you should do rather is to develop your craft and build yourself to a point where you are indispensable. Then you can make bargains. Because you can't bargain until you have become a master. Any moment, anywhere you find yourself that you are easily replaceable, you lack the power to bargain. I'm not saying the moment you are easily replaceable, you should bow. What I'm telling you is that self-development is powerful to influencing cultures. Do you understand what I'm saying? You mature yourself. You look at the Hollywood scene today, and you look at people like Denzel Washington. They've matured their craft, built it. When you mature, listen to me, in what you are doing, it is the princes of this world that will even come to the brightness of your rising. And do you know that recently UAE entered an agreement for protection with Israel? And Israel said to them, we are going to grant you this agreement if only you begin to keep the Sabbath. and UAE agreed. Yes. When you become an authority, you can negotiate. You will not find this on the news. You know what happened? The extreme guys were threatening them. Israel is standing as a nation among seven enemies surrounding them. And they are standing well. All they are telling the world is, we are not saying they should not attack us. Allow us defend ourselves. If they bond with them well, let them come. So you look at a nation like that. And they say, we are going to offer you protection. But, do this. Many a times we just say Paul wrote to Todd of the New Covenant. Have you seen where a lawyer is writing? When they want to write, when they want to petition a person, they can have 500 pages of explaining something and pointing. Lawyers, am I speaking your mind? Pointing the fellow to different things, making different. When they petition you. So that knowledge played a vital role in interpreting the visions, the revelations he was receiving. He could document it. Probably when we get to heaven, we may find out that there was one amongst the people who had also received revelations but was not documenting. God did not allow you to go to school to be a waste. That you can dance is not a waste. Is there a way we can rebrand this and this dancing can influence a system? Because we think the gospel is only powerful when we hold the mic. This is the least place. What we do here is to raise the people. And then out there is where the work is. Out there. And I will tell you, I have been guilty of misunderstanding kingdom influencers. So in this message, you will see me regurgitate some things. And I'm not afraid to do that. So if I see somebody who has a unique style, a unique method, and that's why in this church, we are looking for individuals who have new expressions. Because we don't like to be boxed. What you are seeing is not all there is. We want to have more. Do you get what I'm saying? This is not all there can be. We are ready for more. We are ready for new. We are ready for any kind of people. As long as they are alive, let them come. But I also, now, see, sometimes you hear me say certain things. That when myself and my wife got married and all that, oh, don't use this, don't use that. Don't. The reason I know I cannot comply with all those things is that the moment she takes that posture, it determines the kind of people that will come to this church. Yes, so. Sometimes I go on Instagram and I see my wife has done a video, she's dancing, I don't know how to do it. To God, if I can dance, I promise you that before this year ends, I'm going to, but this is still August. This is August. So I have enough time to learn just that. Sometimes, even when I dance, even my daughter too now start laughing. I say, what do you know, this small girl? But break those shells. Let me give you this illustration. How many of you have seen or you've been in houses where those are mothers will buy goats? I've not been in a house where they buy goats. So. You know, but you see where they buy goats or sometimes dog. They will put chain around the dog or the goat for some days, right? After a while, they will release the chain and leave the dog or the goat, and it will not run. Because the chain of the mind is longer and more powerful than physical chains. I shared a story with you of a man that was, I also read the story, was famous for breaking jails. Any jail they fit him in, he will break it and come out. So when they want to test new facilities, they'll bring him there and they'll break it. And one time, one old man asked that he can test his facility. And the guy tried all he could for years. Couldn't break it. He was in prison for years based on the agreement. He breaks it and come out. Couldn't break it. And one of those days, in frustration, he stumbled and fell on the door. And the door opened. He came out at night and opened other doors. They were opening. They never locked any of the doors. They locked him in his mind. That's the most difficult key to get. And this will have a lot to do with background. For some of us, the most interesting things that God wants to use for his kingdom has been fought in our background. Now you look at those things as tools that are powerless. You've got to break out. If not, we're going to lose an entire generation. We've got to do what? Break out. Years ago, I might not be the pastor that will be hosting games and all those things. And all those things. Like you guys enjoyed yourself yesterday. Last time they did the games, I played football. I scored the first goal. Oh, yes. If you put me anytime, I'm going to score goal. Because that's what I do. You don't believe? They don't mind him. Nobody wants to attack pastor. Well, if you miss the ball, don't miss the leg. That's my slogan. Oh yes. Somebody is going to get somewhere. They will carry somebody. Say, it's pastor, it's pastor. I'll still buy you glucose. Praise God. God needs all of you. Jesus needs all of you for his kingdom. If you have to wait till you are with the mic, you might just do 10%. He needs all of you. And not all of us will be called to hold this mic. Some of us will be in the war front. You know where the war front is? The marketplace. That's why people come to meetings for meetings to pitch for investment with charms. Oh yes. You hardly find anybody come to church with charm. Even if they come to church with charm, who do they want to use it for? And say, pastor, give me the offering. I'm going to buy. Even if you get me, my pastors will say, what do you think you are talking about? You can't even get me. Oh, yes. But out there, on the field, the media space, do you know how many hours people spend on media per day? Do you know how much is spent, billions, on internet subscription per month? In this same country that you call the poverty capital of the world. And yet somebody, do you know what I'm doing now as we speak? I am studying TikTok. How the algorithm system works. Which videos are the most. I'm not interested in the fame. I'm interested in what is the language this platform understands. How can we speak it? How can we speak it? Somebody very religious was asking Bishop T.D. Jakes a question, and he said to him, if Jesus was on earth, do you think Jesus would be on Facebook? And he said, well, the Bible shows us that Jesus went anywhere the people were. If the people are now on Facebook, I believe he will be there. We are not in the days where you say, I'm not the internet type. If souls are there, become the type. And don't just be there typing like an old person. Learn the language the people you want to talk to understand. Sometimes I've seen some Christians try to make some skit. It is either not clear or somebody's rubbing chalk on the face and saying, kill a labor. That you are mentioning Jesus doesn't mean we're obligated to walk now. Watch this thing now. We can watch this now. You have robbed me of my creativity. Oh, yes, there are things you watch, it robs you of your creativity. You feel robbed. You feel the 3 minutes was stolen from you eternally. Eternally. One time like that, one boy went to put some clothes in his stomach. And we are seeing the edges of the clothes. Don't share now. Don't you have mirror to check all these things? You are now making it look like. And it is dangerous when somebody who is not excellent is loud about Jesus. Because that's the Jesus the world will see. That's the Jesus they will see. That's the Jesus. So added to this zeal, let's change our approach. Let me show you the reason why we need to change our approach. Matthew chapter number 24. Matthew 24, just going to read straight, verse 12. Matthew 24, verse 12. Look at what the Bible says. Can you give me this in another rendition that uses another word for iniquity? I'm looking for the word lawlessness. Lawlessness. And because lawlessness will abound. Somebody say lawlessness. Come on, say it again. Say lawlessness. Because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. So I saw something happened. There was a trend. I think it didn't trend in Nigeria because Nigerians don't like to die. I think it was in America. There was a trend that came up, and every people that were participating in that trend were dying. I even saw a video, a woman that was crying, her daughter also tried to do that trend. And the daughter died. How many of you remember that time that they were arranging crates? Oh, yes. Somebody's father, somebody's brother, somebody's uncle, somebody's auntie, somebody's mother. And they were falling down so bad. See, listen. Let me show you something. At some point, some Christians were speaking. I want to show you how the psychology of business, please, of marketplace. That look at how people are bankrolling Big Brother Niger. Look at how they are sponsoring Big Brother Niger. Listen, even out there, nobody sponsors any project for the fun of it. Listen to me again. They sponsor it because it has gained so much attention to bring them their money back. Believers, it is not enough to create intelligent programs. No other program can bring resources in. And the world will come with their money at your door. Like this. Oh yes. The same people. So don't just sit down and say they're against Jesus. No. You have built something, we know it is creative and intelligent. But have you built system for this thing to gain the attention, to bring also money in? So we try to start many things. Believers, talent show, and all those. And I'm looking at, you know, I look at the projection. Who are the influencers? What is the standard behind this? What are the method, the means that we are using for all this? Sometimes we just say Davido is very influential and all that. Yes. But before they even release one album, they've been talking about it. When they release the album, they create a challenge. So and so dance. That's how it spread. Anybody who is doing videos on Instagram, they are using those songs. They are spreading it. It's spreading because they are friendly with it. Let me say this to you. If you can prove that you know what you are doing, by making what you are doing bring resources home, both unbelievers and idol worshippers will invest. Out there, investors care about them being able to make their money. Oh yes. One time I called one of my brothers and I said that we are complaining in this kingdom that people this, that. When was, is it? Will I say this? Is it a crime if I want to get an influencer and sign a contract and make a Christian an ambassador for my brand? Maybe I'm selling lands now. And we sign deal. And you can also use your space. I know we are evolving, but even this one is a difficult pill to chew now. And I have friends who are out there who are in those systems, you know. And if I call one of them and I say, you know, I want to sign an ambassadorial deal. I don't want to go and call Mr. Macaroni and all that. You have the traffic required. Let's put this money in the kingdom. Let me pay you 10 million naira. Let's sign a deal for 6 months or 5 months. All of a sudden, you now begin to hear, I am only an ambassador of Christ. But if Nigeria makes you an ambassador of Nigeria to United States of America, now you can be an ambassador of Nigeria. Have you seen that something is wrong with our construct? Okay, leave that. Maybe he's not born again enough. This man now is thinking, you know, one time like that, one of my spiritual daughters gave me a clothes. I don't even know who took the hoodie. I think it's Yemi Kings. Yeah. Oh, yes. He's the one. Yes. After this service, tell me, I want to call him. Oh, yes. I'm going to call him. Yeah. We wear the same size, as small as he is. So, and canvas and the trouser and everything. So, I wore it and I snap picture with it. And I tag her. Then, come and see her tags. So, pastor, now you are now endorsing all those things. If the people making it are my people, who should I wait to endorse them? If I have the traffic, oh boy, break these boxes. One of the things that got us to where we are is this issue of fanatism. Bulk of us are powerless out there. We're only powerful in church. How many of you know this guy called Tunde Ednot? Do you know how many times this year they pulled down his Instagram page? In 24 hours, over 1 million people will follow him again. Do you know why? Because he has helped them to rise. There's barely any comedian, any of this TV comedian or skit, internet skit people that rose without him. Once he shares their work once, you see them jumping and throwing party. We need kingdom influencers. What I'm teaching you, is it compromise? Am I saying you should water down Jesus? What I'm saying that if you are not strategically positioned where your voice can be heard, you might be making empty noise. Yes. If you look at Davido's page, you'll see that the Christian artist is following in Nigeria is Mercy Chinwo. People don't even know all those things. I check. And bulk of them like that. So what is she doing right? One of the things she's doing right is that she's herself. Be you. God gave us this version of you because we need you. Don't be cloned. Don't kill yourself. Don't die. See, be passionate about the investment of God in your life, that you are ready to break any box. Enough of the boxes. We are not powerful to express the gospel the way we can, the way we should. How many of you know the number of nations where they are watching America's Got Talent? If that is not the most viewed program in the world, I think it should be. And you look at how people feel privileged to come there. Even many of our people that we celebrate today rose through that Nigerian Idol, The Voice, and all those. And all those platforms, they rose through those things. Write it in capital letter. God wants us to start building systems. He wants us to begin to influence systems. Don't quit your job. Of course, unless it is undoubtedly true that it is God. God wants us to build systems. See, if, look up everybody, if the governor of your state just rises today and say that I am going to close down this church or this venue, who amongst us here have the network powerful enough to stop that? You know, the boy that was, the person that was managing, there's a company managing their account, but the real person behind the account of the governor before he left for UK is a member of this church. Oh, yes. When he talks to me, he opens his phone, I see all the things, all the logins of your Like, yeah. He's a member of this church before he left for UK. One managing the account. Just one boy. You don't even know what he's capable of. Like that. Oh, yes. Who amongst us have the powerful structure, the network, powerful enough to say, let's go and relax. I'm going to pull a call through now. And that's it. We need power. And that power. So look at the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 1, verse 8. Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 1, verse 8. It says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Anyways, you can look at this and say the power is anointing. Maybe that power is about power to raise the dead. But we can see that there are different streams about the Holy Ghost. There are different things about the Holy Ghost. There are seven dimensions to him. The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of might, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of the fear of the Lord. I think I sent something to some of our platforms last week. About a woman, or a pastor was talking about one of his members who happened to be the only Christian in the boardroom where they were discussing about this movie, Elsa. Is it Elsa? Am I correct? Elsa. And as they were progressing with the series, is it Elsa? Okay, Frozen. Uh-huh. As they were progressing with the series, they were going to make that character a lesbian. And she was the only Christian there amongst them. And she was the one who was able to intelligently, don't remove that word. It is not enough to speak up for God. Do you have the intelligence to speak? She was the one who was able to intelligently convince them. She gave good reasons why we cannot afford to make it so. And that reason agreed with the economic projection. The reasons you are giving in board meeting only agrees with the kingdom. How can it also impact what comes in? We need that dual wisdom. It is not just that this is going to affect the kingdom, but how can it also be a suggestion that also make them have more money? Because as far as they are concerned, they want more money. Why is everybody putting LGBT in their movies now? Because it gets promoters. Do we have counter-propaganda measures? So sometimes people are saying, are there no Christian billionaires? Are there no... What are you talking about? Nobody invests in zeal. If I give you ₦1 million, how can it become ₦2 million? Then when will it become? Or when next you will start with actually? One time like that, some of my daughters wanted to start a business. Said they were going to go and pray to start a business. Alright. I didn't have issue with the prayer, but I had issue with the venue. So they came back to meet me and said, Papa, there was a lot of outbreak. Something happened as we were praying. I was just saying, business is the Lord. I said, something broke loose on us. I'm not against prayer. Please get what I'm saying. But it is a problem when, having claimed to have done all these things, you still run the business and can't make profit, and it has to close down. And they showed me the audio of the recording. I'm not against it, but that business did not survive a month. So I can now go back to it and say, then definitely something was wrong. How many times did you sit down to intelligently build structure? And that's why an average young pastor now, once you post picture online of people falling, you are powerful. And even if all of them are broke, nobody's life is transformed. Everybody's failing. That's your definition of power. Come on, let's wake up. Once this is our revival that is not going beyond church. It's the reason why the world is the way it is. We must take this revival beyond church. We need Daniels who are powerful administrators, but yet prayer warriors. But they are powerful administrators. We need Josephs who can interpret visions. If I share a vision with you, is there a way you can listen? And that vision can even have color I didn't imagine. If I want to employ somebody, I will give the one who can put color to it. If you can interpret it, you can manage it. These things, listen to me. Now, this is the part where religious Christians won't like. These things does not come by laying on of hands. It comes by bending your back to study. Study. People don't read books. You are into real estate. You've never read any book from anybody who is an authority there. You just believe you can do everything by yourself from start to finish. You don't have mentors out there. You are into forex. You keep losing and losing and losing. Something you don't know that something is wrong. Stop. Go to them that sell. This, our decision, that once we have left church, we say church was powerful today, only for business to be boring tomorrow. Let me tell you something. If these guys can successfully show the church that they can boycott the church and still win election, we are in trouble. Let me leave it there. Because they want to show you. Oh, yes. It's not about religion, no. It's about competence. But not of the things that we know of. I've lived in the north. I know the way this propaganda works. How many people in church can tell their own candidate that, give me 10 minutes of your time. Give me 10 minutes of your time. I'm going to show you strategies. There are people in Nigeria who have helped other nations win election. Just young influencers online. Yes. So sometimes you must understand that things are down does not mean your time has not come. Maybe you are the one who have refused to manifest. Maybe. And if you have economic advantage, I tell you, you can bargain. Ah, yes. You can bargain. And, you know, I think myself and the pastors were together to hear some things. And I also used this as illustration when I was ministering in Lagos last week. That when our Jesus died on the cross for our sin, our Jesus, Peter, James, John, Andrew, Matthew, Luke, none of them had what it took to bring him down from the cross. Only a man with economic power, social power. Maybe what is wrong with us is that we have restricted this thing just to church. I am tired of talking to you and you are not exploding all that is within you. God placed those things there for a reason. If you have a craft, be loud about your own craft. It is at least when you have been able to stand that you can now begin to bring certain things in. Be big on networking with people. Be big on networking. Stop keeping to yourself. There are certain doors that can never open if you don't know people. And meanwhile, you love Jesus, but you need to stand out to be able to announce him well. Be interested in building new relationships. You are seated Christian, you represent Jesus. You've not saved up to 50 contacts of new people this year. How does your life get better like that? You get to places, you are the one who is always shy to collect numbers that you need. I'm shy. So that's one of the things that's affected us. A Christian can just tell you that somebody they need in their life, that God said the person's time in their life is over, That's what they do with their own Holy Ghost. That's what they do. They can be in a relationship and just look at you and God said, we have dated for a while for the season and the season is over. They can break up with you with the Holy Ghost. They can go to places where doors have been opened and then say that this, that. One time like that, somebody employed a girl and the girl would not come out of morning devotion. She's just going to be there. The time for work has started. She's not going to leave. You say that it's the hand of God is strong upon her. And that woman called me on the phone and said, I'm also a Christian. She said, I have so much networks I can expose this girl to. At the end of the day, she had to sack the girl. What is character issue? We go to work and say, I'm having my morning devotion in our work. We're going to be praying together. But having said that, sir, how can you help us make more? Because that's what we care about here. Even with me, I run business. You can't come and begin prayer point. As a pastor, I will sack you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We need this wisdom. Look at what the Bible said in Matthew 28, verse 19. As I bring my sermon to a close. Matthew 28, verse 19, quickly. Go ye therefore and make disciples of what? Talk to me now. Of what? All, do you know what this means? God wants us to have all nation influence. All nation influence. That's what he wants us to have. All nation influence. When you are going, if for instance, if you're a fashion designer, you want to have a work show and all that. Don't create a Christian work show. You have restricted the impact. Have a work show. Then you can now market decency. I'm not going to watch the wedding of this guy, Prince, what's his name? Oh yes. Watch that wedding. Nobody was exposing breast. Nobody exposed breast. Because when you are dealing with kingdoms, it is built on authority. So they show people that there can be decency and order, and yet it is exquisite. My problem is that we are having Christian photo exhibition, Christian fashion runway show, Christian so and so and so. What are you talking about? Is that what they are doing out there? They call everything and Christian also come. Oh. Stop branding it. Go into all the world. Go into all the world. Go into all the world. Somebody asked me, alright, if I supply sound system and a major club in town asked me to come and supply sound for their club, will I go there? No. Will you give me the money? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Should that be a reasonable question? Will you go and now sit down and let me hear what you say by the Holy Ghost? No. If I don't go, will they not go and smoke weed with it? I will go. I will go. Apostle Femi Lazarus will go and do it well and collect the money. Oh, yes. I'm going to go. I said I'm going to go. Oh, yes. His workspace. I run a business. Let me tell you something. One time I called those who are working with me. I said, I get Yahoo Boys.
Oh, Yahoo Boys!
They stole that money. I am collecting it legitimately. What's that? Oh, church don't like that. Listen. There is no dirty money. There is only dirty means. Hey, yes. Look at the number of us here. We are too many to be powerless. Yes. Many Christians lack networks. If I have not seen people that lack networks like Christians. They just won't, they won't, they will just say this is the Holy Ghost. God has told me that this season of my life is cave season. Yes, I'm not against all those things. But you must be able to put it in context. See, after the cave, after Jesus went through wilderness for 40 days, the Bible said his fame was noised abroad. But just like this, your own cave never ends. It doesn't finish. When Jesus came out, we saw the impact. But yours, we don't see the impact. So you are branding what you are hearing from God that is complying with your weakness. Your weakness of inability to meet new people. This low self-esteem, when you come to meet your great men, you are shaking, you are shivering. You don't know how to shake their hands. You don't see yourself the way you see yourself. Break out! You are great too. You know, year 2020, when they told me that they are sending for me from the Palace of Onofife, they don't want to award Nigerian youth who are doing exceptional things. And I was so excited. But yes, at first, my consecration. And I was like, God, should I go? Won't be me. Listen to me. And, you know, we got to the place at meet and greet. All right? I was meeting a lot of powerful young Nigerians. We're just 100. Powerful young Nigerians. I belong to a platform that I know much more what is happening as touching 2023 than you can imagine. Top Big Brother Niger guys, we are all on that platform. We are just two pastors on that platform. And I studied their approach. I studied these guys' mode of conversation. I studied their communication. I studied the way they don't forget that one of them is having a birthday. It is Christians that feel those things are worldly things. They do them because they understand it's the power of network. Hey. Hey. So I was given a certificate. Don't let me go there. When I got to that dinner Oluwa, sometimes you better know when dealing has become mumu's character. Yes. And based on my own dealings, I just looked for my seat at the back. I didn't find my seat. And I just went to stand somewhere that my village people, they must have come here again now. Eh? My seat is not here again now. I'm just in my mind. And a lady just came to tap me. I said, "You must be Pastor Femi Lazarus." I said, "Yes. Your seat is not there. Please come." And it was just there beside the king. I said, "This is your seat." Me? I said. And as he came in, "Oh, Pastor Femi Lazarus, great work you are doing." I said, "Wow, 2020. Listen to me. There is a way the system of this world works that makes it look like favor only works for the courageous. The church of Christ needs to wake up. If not, the body of Christ will also lie down dead in our own time until Joseph of Arimathea rises and use their economic power, their social influence to bring the body of Christ. Let's wake up. We can't have all these people here and the church is struggling. In Nigeria. Because you love Jesus, do your work well. Because you love Jesus, do your craft well. Then come to the place where you can have power to negotiate. Don't you get it? And yet, what I'm teaching is still about the gospel. If not, we're going to have casualties. Sometimes when I see this generation also trying to say, "You mean you people on social media, you want to start again?" They're saying all those things, they are worldly things. You too, you want to start and take on another journey for another 35 years where we'll be hidden as a people, not in my lifetime. And check the church in Nigeria.
There were men who were audacious to get on TV. Archbishop Benson in Dawsa, Pastor Chris Oyakilome. Sometimes we just say many things. And apologies. You know, many times I listen to many testimonies in church. And I listen well. Because I don't want to have casualties. And sometimes, that's why I said apologies. Please, get what I'm saying. Let me not use church. Let me use somewhere else. It is common to see Christians say, and the devil was trying to attack me. Or the devil was trying to attack my health. Wait. What you're feeling is the symptoms of what? What is the lifestyle that brings these symptoms? So that having shared the testimony, you don't become a victim. Let's follow you up. I am not the kind of pastor that you say, I believe in the covenant of life. I was having this. You had it. Do I believe in divine healing? Yes, I was in Lagos on Friday or when. Check the number of healings that took place in the meeting. Deafness, different kind of healing, busted open. But you will notice that when a girl's left ear was healed, I told her to close her eyes when I spoke quietly and she heard. Why did I ask her to close her eyes? Because I saw a video somewhere where a guy was projecting out that all the healing of deafness by many pastors, when they say, see after me, those people are reading their lips. So we've got to be able to manifest miracles that cannot be denied. When the guy at the beautiful gate was healed, they said it's a notable miracle that cannot be denied. Show me doctor's reports that counter the other one you had. That's why we look like a joke. And I'm sorry if this offends you. But we've got to build a sane community. If I look at the church as one who is not just spiritual but also intelligent. I'm not saying everything must conform to intelligence, but is this wise? That's why people come to me, say, Pastor, I have malaria. Be the guys. Okay. What do you want? I can give you injection and I can pray for you. Do you have faith? Says yes. Having prayed for you, you have so and so minute or hours to be fine. If you are not fine, I will use injection to keep you alive so you can learn faith. All is so that we can not have casualties. If you look at the number of people who have died, they refuse certain procedures. Meanwhile, they did not even learn the faith they claim to have. Come on. Come on. Do I believe in healing? Yes. If not, why do I pray for the sick? But I also believe that God did not give us the knowledge he's given to us for nothing. The end time church must minimize casualties. We need a lot of wise voices. And wisdom does not shut down the operations of the Spirit. It gives clarity to it. Look at the number of time. When we built this place and it crashed before we moved in last year, all this place was all gas. The fellow who constructed it was a pastor. The fellow who came to do this one is a Muslim. Who amongst them do you think will try to win my soul and I will agree? If you do your work well, people will listen to your Jesus. We try to win every soul like they have been exposed to the church. There are people who have never been to church any day of their life. There is a kind of way to reach them. So until we begin to have evangelists on three-quarters and trainers, they don't like that. Have you ever consulted my own water? You understand? Let me leave you here and at this level of consumption. By Tuesday,
I'm going to be showing you how to influence international cultures and systems for the gospel. Because I know that we are not just having mass migration of the people. It is for a reason. So it's important God prepares you. Is that okay? There are some of you seated there who don't even know. You'll be heading Sphere of Light Church, Atlanta. Yeah. Sphere of Light Church, Houston, Texas. Oh, yes. Yes. And you don't even have to head Sphere of Light Church. Yes. You can be the head of one medical board there, the head of one. Oh, yes. Do you believe it? Have you been blessed this morning? I'm going to lead us to pray prayer. Listen. Listen, look up. Let me teach you something. Let me teach you how to fight. If you are here, and there used to be something you were passionate about, and in a way of expressing yourself, and expressing Jesus, and some people shut it down with their words, and you know that there's nothing wrong with this, God is going to revive those things. Listen to me. Don't let anybody shut you down. Be full of faith. Be confident. Don't look down on yourself. Don't despise your days of little beginning. Don't despise your youth. Don't let anybody despise your youth. You must see yourself with the eyes of the Spirit and believe what you see. Are you following what I'm saying here? God needs us beyond church. Are you aware that there are people who may never become leaders in church, but the church will be standing because they stood? Because they are standing. Oh, yes. You have to believe it. What can I do that can go beyond my village, beyond my locality, my local government, for the gospel? God forbid you receive a call now that somebody close to you has been kidnapped. What is your weight? What is your weight? So I want you to get up and say, I'm tired of continuing like this. I'm tired. I want to represent this Jesus well. Oh, yes. Some of you will need to go and learn certain things better. Some of you will need to break out of your shell. I'm not saying you should just break out and start doing some things, kushe like that, but excellently well. In a way that Jesus can be labeled on it and he himself is happy. Oh, yes. To tell God, help me. I want to break out of every shell. The 21st century church must break out of the shells of religion. Break out of every shell. Don't let anything trap you down, hold you bound in a way that you cannot freely give what you have to express. Break out of every shell. Break out of every limitations. You were made for more than this. There's a reason why God has allowed you go through what you have gone through. There's a reason why he's allowed you learn what you are learning. There's a reason why God is allowing you the way you are. There's a reason you've studied. There's a reason you went to school. There's a reason you learned that craft. There's a reason you have those networks. Oh, yes. Please pray and tell God to help you. Lord, help me. In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying. When you get home, study all the ministries of Paul. You see that he did more of his exploits in the marketplace. In where? See, if I am a notable billionaire and I call you and I want to have an empowerment summit for 1,000 people, do you think they will come? Yes, they will come. That's what I talk about, power of negotiation. You know, I can now teach them, and in the midst of that conversation, I can still now show them that my secret really is Jesus. See, when I was teaching student mathematics, first, I had to prove to them that there is none of their teachers teaching them math in that environment that knows math like I do.
You may call it pride. I had to prove it by giving them questions and tell them, take it to your teachers. They couldn't solve any of them. Then I now started teaching them. They could trust me more. Then I got, if not all of them, most of them born again. Oh yes. And what is the proof? What is the importance, the essence? They received Christ. Did they still pass? They passed. They passed. I just go to class and shabababa, all students are scattered here and they are still failing. Come on, stop that trash. You don't use Jesus to replace your primary assignment. Do you hear that? The way you carry this thing, people can't even trust you. They want to share things with you, they look at you, you will judge them. The way you are looking, self, you are not somebody to share with. I'm not, listen to me, somebody comes to meet you now and said, you know, I aborted yesterday. Yeah. You finish the person. One of the trainings you must receive is that nothing must meet you by surprise. Amazing. What happened? Talk to me. Let's talk now. Sit down. Now say, me, I've never done it before. I've never done it before. But now that you find yourself in this mess now, only God can forgive you. What are you talking about? You have someone you are mentoring, the fellow just comes to meet you. Well, I messed up. Yesterday I had sex. I'm not married. You know that. Say, now. Can't have people like that, though. Can't have people like that. Okay, you have done it. If Jesus would have killed you, would have killed you. Sit down, let's talk. Who is the girl? How do you meet her? You like her, baby? You like her? You gist. You enter. Be comfortable. Let's get into this. At the end of the day, it's help I want to give you, not judgment. Help. You've got to understand how to carry Jesus as a brand. How to carry Jesus as a brand. Let me tell you something. No matter what you see in Sphere of Life Church, we are not doing up to 5% of the provision of God for these days and time. We are not. I'm telling you. And I know we are not. But this is the way out. We have to wake up. With the kind of networks that we have in this church, there should be nobody looking for a job. Yes. Leave it there. So I want us to pray and say, Jesus, I want more wisdom, a spirit of boldness, to be able to represent you well, and influence systems. Yes. Help me to see the gift that you have placed in me, the abilities. Help me. All right. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right. Have you been blessed this morning? Why not rejoice and give your praise? Are you really sure you are blessed? Do you want to celebrate Jesus more than that? Father, I ask that your hand remains strong upon your children. That you are blessed and you are kept in Jesus' name. Amen. One more time, let's give Lord a big hand.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-3095-9735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame.
To partner with Flame, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289. Femi Lazarus Ministries.